Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, we just shared Independence Day, and which is wonderful, July the 4th. And, you know, besides hot dogs and fireworks, and it's a time that our nation pauses for a moment. It's amazing. It's a holiday across the board, but many businesses, you know, shut down and close. And it's a day that we get to remember. You know, it's so good to pause and to remember, you know, what America stands for. The fact that we were birthed into a nation and that our country still exists today. Mm-hmm. You know, most democracies, it's been said, don't last past, you know, a couple of hundred years. Mm-hmm. And we've been going pretty strong. And we're hitting some rough spots, but we believe that we can stand. We can make it through this by putting God first, and of course, not forgetting Israel. Mm-hmm. Our nation's always been blessed since we've always recognized and Israel. Think about President Harry Truman in 1948 when Israel became a nation. I think it was 8 to 11 minutes after they declared themselves a nation that Harry Truman, right there from the White House, declared, you know, they're backing for Israel as its own country and put the full force of the United States behind that. And it was amazing. Mm. And ever since then, you know, they have been our friends. And even before, we've had a love, you know, for Jewish people, but they've been our friends. And they are the lone democracy in the Middle East. And I know that here, right before we celebrated the 4th of July, Bibi, the Prime Minister of Israel, shared some thoughts at the embassy. And which was pretty cool. This guy is such an amazing leader. And, you know, he speaks with, his words are not empty.
Yeah.
You know, today a lot of leaders are words that just kind of fall to the ground. But you understand that when Bibi's speaking, you better listen.
That's right.
Because he's going to deliver on what he says. And you have to when you're a nation that's been surrounded with 170 missiles, where people want to continue to kill you and throw rockets into your country, where they strap bombs to themselves and want to blow themselves up to do you harm, you need to say what you mean, and you need to mean what you say, because they don't like you. And we've been talking about JJ, which is, you know, the persecution of Christians, Jews, and Christians. But today, on, you know, as this season, we celebrate the 4th of July and what that means to us. It's wonderful to see Israel and the Prime Minister step on up, and in his remarks, he says that we share a common bond together, the United States and Israel. And he says the secret of this special relationship between the United States and Israel can be summarized in four simple words, and they are shared values and common interests. You know, we share the values that, listen, you have rights. You have rights. You know, we can have a democracy. You know, we have common interests, and that kind of knits us together as a nation. And then when you think about how the United States is predominantly a Christian nation because of the Christians that live in this nation, and we have a lot of Jews that live here as well, you know, we share our Judeo-Christian faith comes locks together. We have similarities. You know, our Bible is the, you know, first five books of our Bible is the Pentateuch, is what Moses wrote. And so it's just pretty cool to see him say that and to say that he stands with us as we stand with them. And they are our friends. When I was in Israel, when I was in Jerusalem, in the market, which was pretty a neat experience, I had a chance to buy something from some vendors. You know, when you're in Israel, you just want to spend money in Israel. You want to support the locals and just get behind them. And there was this thing, I forgot what it was, I was getting some kind of bag or something, but it had Jerusalem in the center of it. And I remember that the merchant looked at me and he looks right in the middle of Jerusalem and says, USA. The letter USA is right in the middle of Jerusalem. And he wanted me to know that, hey, you know, but he was very genuine in how he communicated. I never saw that before. And he wanted to be real genuine in how he communicated that, hey, I'm, you know, we're for you. And so I looked back and said, hey, we're for you too. And so it was pretty cool experience. So we want to be able to stay. You know, there's a lot of things happening right now in Israel. Keep them on your forefront. Continue to pray. You know, they are seeking justice for the three boys that were kidnapped and then subsequently murdered. and they found in the ditch. Also, there are reports that there's a young Palestinian boy who has kind of revenge killing, and they're trying to investigate that. That's horrific as well. You know, you don't fight evil with evil. You fight evil with truth.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're going to get to the bottom of it, and they're going to have some justice. But my understanding is that the prime minister is already, they've done some strikes, and I believe they have a whole lot more in store, sending a clear message. You're not going to continue to harm our children. You're not going to continue to harm our way of life. You're going to stay on that side, and we're going to stay on our side, and we can get along as you respect. You know, it's amazing. You can get along with anyone as long as you have a simple word you abide by. Respect.
Yeah.
You can get along with, as long as you respect and stay on your side and don't try to do us harm, then we wouldn't have to retaliate. This is Israel. And so continue to pray, continue to support them as they defend themselves from all sorts of attacks.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.